Hey guys, when we started this project, we were not sure how hard it would be to edit, record everything, and then eventually distribute. But then luckily, someone told us about Anchor. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Secondly, they have creation tools that will allow you to record and edit directly from your phone or your computer. They distribute your podcast for you. And the best thing is you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Unprotected Sets captures the energy of a live comedy show and brings it directly to your ears. Part stand-up, part interview. You'll get an inside scoop into the tragically funny lives and minds of rising star comics. Real, raw, and funny. It's Unprotected Sets.
Put your hands together, Burbank, for the very funny Kira Saltanovich.
We're doing it! We're living on the edge! This is exciting! You got your masks on? Good. I'm not wearing underwear, so it works out! It works out even, perfectly. Good. I like it. Thanks for coming, guys! This is good. You're sitting next to fire? Fantastic! Everyone's doing something dangerous! I love it! Look, I have a little bit of a COVID baby bump going, just a little. It's not a real baby, it's a COVID baby. It looks like a real baby. Trust me, I'm sucking it in right now. I got enough Spanx on to choke out anybody in here. I could commit murder with this Spanx amount of duct tape. I might as well have testicles because I have duct taped everything just up and back. It's fine. I'm going to suck it in. You guys are going to be okay. You're getting a profile shot. It's all right. You might see a little peek. Here's the thing. I don't have a baby in here. And recently a woman in line at the grocery store said, "When are you due?" What? This is cheeseburgers! What are you talking about? And she thought I was joking, right? And she's like, "What are you gonna name it?" Wendy's.
What if I wasn't a comic? What would I do? Like, I could never give someone their lab results if they had cancer. Like, what am I, right? I would be fucking insane if I was a doctor. I would give them like the wrong results. I would give them like, "Hey guys, sorry, bad news. We got your tests back and you are positively negative." Like, I would be such a dick. I would be a douche. I don't know what I could do. I would be inappropriate as any other job.
I'm in lockdown with my kids and my husband. And I would have done none of those things if I knew this was my future. This was not in my wedding vows. I promised to hold you and keep you and sequester with you and quarantine and look at your face every day. Every day. I have two kids. I have a 9-year-old boy and a 5-year-old little girl. Boys are easier, yes? Yes. Who has kids? Who? You guys, everyone here pulls out. What's happening? Come on. Yell it through your masks. Who has kids? Good. Angry people are with me. Good. Boys are easier. Here's why. You can talk to a boy about his man parts, right? You don't have to give it like a cutesy little euphemism. You know, like all my friends with little girls, they all have like a nickname. In our house, we call it a zimzam. We just, you know, in our house, we call it a lolly lolly. Don't do that, all right? Don't do that. Just use the real words. It's important. I told my son when he was very little, I said, "You have a penis. That's what you have." And he said, "Mommy, where's your penis?" I said, "In my purse. Don't go through mommy's stuff." That's mommy stuff. You can name a boy anything. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want. Just any name is strong and powerful. We're going to call him Mike Stand. It's a warrior's name. Go try and name a girl. Try. Oh, impossible. Every girl's name sounds like a whore. A whore. All my friends, right? They have daughters. Savannah. Madison. Gave your daughter a whore's name. We decided to go old school biblical with our daughter. We named her Mary Magdalene. So. That's a long way to go, fire pit, for a Jesus joke. You better laugh it up. My kids don't listen to me. They don't listen. They won't get in the car. Just get in the car. They won't. They walk around the car, right? Like, every kid has, like, a thing they do, like they're renting it from Hertz. You know, they're walking around, checking it. I'm like, get in the car. They're kicking the wheels. Get in the car. 5 times a day, it looks like I'm abducting my own children. I'll give you candy. Get in the van. I have a minivan. Can you guys tell that I'm angry? What's happening? Can you guys tell I drive a minivan? It's nice, too. It's a nice car. Look, they have their own video, like their own screen comes down, headphones. It's like they're traveling first class, right? They're like first class. They get a movie. They're watching a movie. They get snacks. They're like, next snack, please. All I'm doing is just passing snacks. I'm just driving a new song, please. I'm DJing as I'm passing snacks and fruit by a new movie. I'm putting a movie in and driving and DJing. It's like I'm a flight attendant just walking down the aisle of the minivan. Chicken or beef. They treat me like a flight attendant. We get to our destination. They won't get out of the van. We're here. Get out. Let's go. They won't get out. So I'm like, you know what? You're going to treat me like I work at United? I drag them out. Bye-bye. So you do have kids. You do, some of you. How old are your kids? You guys raised your hand? How old are your kids?
I have a 7-year-old.
A 7-year-old, boy or girl?
Boy.
Boy, yeah, good, right? Easier, yes.
Not so much.
All right, we're not going to get into it. Relax. I felt like I was at one of my positive parenting classes. Here's the thing. I am an immigrant, right? Any other immigrants in the his house? Woo! That is too many. Two. Where is that wall? Where is it? I was born in the former Soviet Union, right? Yes? Some of you guys look young. You might have to Google it. When you leave the Soviet Union in the 70s, there's one train that leaves the Ukraine. And so everyone knows if you're on this train, you're leaving, like, for good. So it's usually Jews. It's usually Jews that are leaving. And so the non-Jews would line up at the train station and throw garbage at you as you're leaving. Just imagine, like, my mom, like, bobbing and weaving. And they get on this train, and garbage is being thrown at her. And just as we get into our little, you know, room, I'm little. I'm just, you know, I'm, like, not even 2 years old. I start to go to the bathroom. This is before diapers. And I am pooping. And my mom's like, we have a 12-hour train ride. What am I going to do with this? So I poop in her hands. She unrolls the window, and she throws my shit at the people who just threw garbage at us. So you know what Russia, right? Russia. Yes, you know what I'm talking about.
Hey y'all, it's them.
It's Jaden.
It's Carly Hansen.
It's Oliver Tree.
What's going on? It's Ian Dior, and we all know Valentine's Day is the most romantic time of the year.
This love sucks. Whatever. My friends and I are about to turn the whole holiday upside down in our new scripted holiday series, Valentine's Day in Hell.
First we spent Halloween in Hell.
Now you're invited to be a part of our next musical podcast from our In Hell series.
This time around, the devil is playing games with all of our hearts, trying to ruin our Valentine's Day plans by dragging us down to the depths of hell.
In each episode, you're going to hear new original music from artists like Ian Dior,
Jaden,
Carly Hansen, and me, Fat.
Tune into the Valentine's Day in Hell comedy horror musical podcast.
Subscribe for full episodes, bonus material, and original music. This February, check out Valentine's Day in Hell.
Brought to you by Audio Up and Podcast One. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
We're back, guys. We're back. We're the bad guys again. Yeah. I love it. I love it. It's like Rocky IV all over again. You guys think the Russians hacked the election? What do you guys think? Yeah. They did. They did. I was there at the meetings. They did it. I voted niet. They didn't listen to me. We should be concerned. I was raised by Russians. Let me tell you, we should all be worried. They're aggressive people. They're scary. My entire childhood, I was like on edge, right? Because everything my parents said, it didn't matter what it was. It all came out just violent. Happy birthday. What the hell? Am I in trouble? We love you very much. That's not how you use those words. I made the mistake of allowing my Soviet mother in the room with me as I was having babies. Big mistake. She criticized everything I was going through in modern day America and compared it to what she went through in the USSR. Oh, you have baby in hospital. Okay, excuse me, big shot. Okay. I have baby on a bus. And I am driving this bus. I'm begging my mom now that, like, you know, I don't want her to go to the grocery store, right? I'm like, Mom, just stay home. I will do your shopping for you, right? Don't stand in line at the grocery store. I like it. It's nostalgia for me. I like it's memory lane to stand in line for food. It feels like my youth. Fun to hang out in. First of all, Russian food is not fun. There's nothing fun. Like, nobody's like, let's open up your fridge. It's not like that Sunny D commercial, you know, like, hey, what do you got, purple stuff? It was like, open up the fridge. It's like, hey, you got a fisheye just floating in a fucking jar. What? My friends never came over for, like, snacks. But here's what was different in my house. My parents did not lock up any alcohol. Not only did they not lock it up, they actually invited us. Please come to sit down. Everybody get vodka, you know? And I would tell my mom, like, that's not appropriate. And she's like, you're not appropriate. If you don't drink vodka, what is your purpose in life? Why you live? I didn't drink. I didn't do drugs. I didn't smoke. I little things here and there, but not a bad kid. I wasn't, all my other friends were like, right? They're like, put it in me. Just everything, beer bombs, upside down beer bomb, like all the penises, right? And I was sober. I drove everyone home. I was safe. And that really bugged my parents. I remember driving too slowly for my mom when I was 16. You drive so slow, we have to go, right? Like, they were always pissed at me for following rules. I live in LA, and all the parents I hang out with are all like crunchy granola, right? And I'm trying so hard, but I have this angry Soviet inside of me that I'm constantly pushing down. Do you know how hard it is? You never want to go full Soviet in public. And I'm just pushing, like, just get down. It's not nice to yell. So I'm taking classes. It's called positive parenting, right? And I'm taking classes because here's what they teach you. They teach you, like, when your kids are at Target on the floor losing their shit, here's what you do. You don't yell. We don't yell. We don't yell. Here's what you do. You do a warrior pose. You just open your chakras. What? Yeah, in the middle of Target. Oh, oh. My kids are losing their mind, and I'm just, oh. And then you get down their level. This is what they teach you. And you talk to them, hey, buddy. Hey, friend. You have to call your kid friend. Hey, friend. Are you having feelings? Are you having feelings in Target? And then I feel the Russian, right? And I go, no, Olga, no, get down. It's not nice, be nice. It's hard, because normally what I do in that situation, my kids are losing their minds, I won't buy them something, right? Here's what I normally do. I get down on their level. I think that's nice, right? And then I speak to them in a lower satanic register of my voice.
Get the fuck off the floor. I will drag you out of here. Friend.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. Let me tell you about my podcast. We do it every single day, so you can subscribe and there'll always be a fresh one waiting for you. It's about 2 hours of topical topics and news and guests and comedians and, of course, my own vitriolic take on just about everything that's going on in the world. Plus, we get a lot of really interesting, notable people who come in. We'll get politicians, we'll get tastemakers, we'll get stand-ups, we'll get authors, we'll get pundits, we'll get, I think about covers it all, celebrities as well, and we'll do some really interesting interviews with them. You can get The Adam Carolla Show wherever you download your podcast.
It's hard. I'm trying so hard. And people are like, well, how are you keeping it alive? Like during the lockdown, how do you keep it alive with your marriage? You don't. You don't. You don't. You don't. And anyone who is telling you they are is lying. Lying. How are you going to keep it alive when all I'm doing is just put on your shoes? Put on your shoes. You like that? You like when I yell at your children? You like when I'm screaming and yelling at your kids, your offspring? I'm trying to lose weight. It's hard, but yet my husband, oh, he has no concern. Here's the thing. Guys get to have a dad bod. Dad bod. Look at how sexy he is. Right? I saw a magazine cover like, Ben Affleck, look at his dad bod. What? He didn't do anything. That's neglect. What are you talking about? But look at his flat ass and misshapen nipples. Dad bod. Where's my magazine cover? Where's mom bod? I want them to, look, she still looks pregnant. Mom bod. Look, her varicose veins start spelling words. Help me. Help me. Mom bod. When she sneezes, breast milk still shoots out. Why isn't that celebrated? I wish that last one wasn't true. Oh my God. Oh my God. So we're trying new stuff, right? To like keep, you know, the marriage alive. It's hard now. The other day, we French kissed. Ooh, I know. Well, I tripped on a Lego while he was yawning. But I'm going to count that. Everybody has to do one of three things during this lockdown, right? You have to adopt a rescue animal. You're a dick if you don't adopt. You gotta make sourdough bread. I don't make these up. And you gotta plant a garden. We did the garden. We're doing a garden in our backyard, right? I'm churning butter. I'm growing out my beard. We're Amish now. I call my husband Jebediah and I just walk around the house. No zippers!
He's trying to be supportive of my weight loss goals, right? So for my birthday, he got me a scale. Yeah, you should. That's terrible. And I was mortified. For his birthday next year, I'm going to give him a ruler. See how you like it. My 9-year-old is not nice to his little sister. He's not. He's a dick. He is. I'm sorry. Is that bad? Are we not allowed to speak the truth? No? No? Yeah. Sweet nuts. What say you? Do you?
Absolutely.
You're delicious. He gets out of the bathtub, right? Walks over to his little sister and just, boop, teabags his sister. Teabags. Oh, you're on my side now. Good. I was like, don't teabag your sister. But I said the words and he goes, what's teabag? When two people love each other. Everyone's so up in arms about this the Tinder generation, but they can't stop hanging out and partying. Everyone's like, how dare you? Really? Are you that surprised from a generation of kids who swipe one time and they're fingering each other in an Applebee's parking lot? You're that surprised that they can't socially distance? Here's the thing. My kids have allergies. Yes? No? Anyone here? Yeah, we can talk about it. What's your allergy cardigan? What's happening? Everything. Why are you here? You could die. You could die here tonight. And I tried to ask my parents, right? I called them. It's impossible to get information out of Russians. I'm like, Mom, when I was little, did I have any allergies? Who knows? What do you mean, who knows? You, that's your job. We don't pay attention to these things in Russia. That's only in this country. Allergies. If I wait in line 7 hours for peanuts, you're going to eat these peanuts. You can't ask them anything because they don't remember anything. I asked my dad, what was my first day of kindergarten like? And he's like, why? Who do you work for? Who sent you? Ask him any medical stuff. Did I have the chicken pox? One day you stop breathing. What? What? I'm sweating like I'm immigrating all over again. You guys okay? I can just do this. They're gonna cut the crickets out, hopefully. Jesus. I've never been heckled by critters before. Here's the thing. For those of you that don't have kids, congrats. But I didn't know anything about kids before I had them, right? I had no idea. I was so oblivious. I remember once I was at this hotel pool, right? And this adorable 4-year-old jumps in the water, right? So all I said was, wow, you are such a good swimmer. What a big boy. This kid looked in my eyes and he was like, stranger danger. So, you know, I love kids, right? So I said, you shut the fuck up. But he's just screaming, stranger danger. So I slowly put my bathing suit back on. You guys, thank you so much.